for an enormous amount of time, it was very common to think that human beings had essentially two different types of intelligences. And one was just generally called IQ. And everybody is pretty familiar with IQ. And there are standard tests for IQ. And they're always given in college entrance exams and so on. And it's generally, until recently, taken as sort of the simple one statement about how smart a person is. And then combined with that, often mentioned in the same breath, sometimes not given quite as much weight as IQ, but something that just could be called linguistic humanistic IQ, and where the IQ tended to be really used in things like sciences, physics, chemistry, biology, and so on. The linguistic humanistic IQ was much more used in terms of understanding literature and even art or even poetry. And so if you had that type of IQ, then you could read novels and gather what they were talking about, get the underlying sense or the meaning, what was being said, what is this thing trying to convey to me. And this is clearly quite different from an IQ, a standard IQ, which is, you know, might be 2x plus 4x equals 7, and x equals 3, what does y equal, or something like that. Not very good at understanding Wuthering Heights, but very good in understanding quantum mechanics. And this was surprisingly quite widespread. And then, so the general SAT scores and tests had two parts. It had sort of the math IQ part and the literature IQ part. And then a decade or two ago, Howard Gardner, who is a famous psychologist at Harvard University, suggested that human beings actually have not just one or two, but seven or eight different types of intelligences. In other words, there are ways to be smart instead of just these two. So some of these included, for example, musical intelligence. Some people are very, very gifted, can sit down at a piano and start playing. And that's very different from mathematical IQ and humanistic IQ. Others are kinesthetic or somatic, which is the skill of the bodily intelligence. Great athletes, of course, generally have great kinesthetic or somatic skill. And the trick there is that intelligence keeps increasing as the body learns to do particular tasks in more and more and more ways. And so it just gets, in a sense, wiser and wiser and wiser about how to handle different physical problems. Others included interpersonal relationship, and this is how people actually interact with each other. And we all know some people that are really, really good at interpersonal relationship. They're very at ease, they interact, they ask appropriate questions, they actually listen to what the other person says, which is an incredibly rare gift, actually. So interpersonal intelligence turns out to be a very important intelligence. There's also intrapersonal intelligence. Some people, you get the sense that they can look inside themselves and come up with almost nothing. They're just not used to looking within and finding characteristics and qualities and traits and various kinds of truths and various types of items that are important to how they live their life. They're just not very savvy at their own self-reporting. So they can look within and just sort of kind of get a blank look on their face and then go back to looking without, being very extroverted and possibly have a very high IQ in that area. But clearly, there are some types of tasks and jobs that require that you be able to look within and self-report accurately. And this can be very important. Others include items like emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is a little more complicated than the name itself seems to imply, because it sounds like it's just how good am I at registering my feelings. Now, that's part of it, but it's only part of it. Another very important part is how good am I at registering what you're feeling? And then how good am I at interacting between these two feeling states? So I might be feeling happy, you might be feeling depressed. So part of emotional intelligence is, first of all, being able to spot both of those. But then second of all, how do you now interact given that? If I'm happy and you're depressed, I don't just run around and say happy things and smile and giggle and tell jokes. This clearly is not something that you particularly want to hear. And you might not even be open to hearing something like that. So I want to take my state and pay attention to how it interacts with your state. So emotional intelligence, even though it sounds like it's individually oriented, is actually has a very strong interpersonal component. And so that can be very, very important. And again, there are numerous types of jobs and vocations and techniques that depend on emotional intelligence. Even things like a relationship depends powerfully on emotional intelligence. And so that's a very important item. Another one that is clearly important and seems to get more important each day as it apparently becomes less and less used, and that's moral intelligence. And so moral intelligence, more or less as it sounds, is the capacity to tell morally what is the right thing to do in a given circumstance.